Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Friday, the 21st day of November 2008, the 45th anniversary of the murder by the shadow government, by the continuity of government national security state in 1963 is coming up tomorrow. We have Debbie McKay joining us from In the Fed, nationwide protests going on at every Fed location in the country, close to 38 locations. She'll be protesting up in Dallas, just a mile and a half from the Grassy Knoll on Saturday. I'll be there. She's going to be joining us coming up for 20 minutes in the next hour. Then Lindsey Williams will join us. His prediction, well, not his prediction, from inside sources, from one of the former oil companies he worked at that he was on the board of. He will be joining us to talk about more information and a few other things that he was told by this individual. So Lindsey Williams joining us. Then Rick Krause. He's with one of the big national farm outfits, reporting on the federal government's plan. They passed this in other countries. It's a global initiative to tax methane that comes from cows, sheep, goats, chickens, pigs, massive taxes per animal, regulators on your property controlling you. They want taxes on your cows eating grass, claiming they're non-renewable. I mean, just every form of taxation and control. It is feudalism, has nothing to do with the environment, and it fits into the whole greenhouse gas taxation system. Hundreds and hundreds of taxes you will be paying. And you say, I don't care. I don't raise cows or pigs or chickens. Oh, yeah, you pay for them. And your local economies are based on them. You know, whenever I'm talking to people at an event or on the street or a restaurant, people walk up to me and then other people hear me talking to folks and they say, I don't care. The stock market's plunging. I don't own any stock. Well, you work for companies that fund themselves 9 times out of 10 from stocks. You work for other companies that do business with those companies. Again, selfishness and self-centeredness to a point of ignorance is just such a big problem. That is so much the problem we face, that people are haughty, they're arrogant. They just have an evil arrogance about everything. They think nothing affects them. They cheer as bad things happen to others, not knowing that everything is interconnected. So Rick Krause joining us. And then in the fourth hour today, joining us for his once-a-week visit, Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, will be joining us. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Very thankful to all of our wonderful AM and FM affiliates, new affiliates in Florida, Idaho, Illinois, all of you, I want to thank you. New affiliates in places like California, very thankful to all of those affiliates and all of the sponsors. And if you're listening to a local AM or FM station, be sure and support those local sponsors and spread the word about this show and other shows on those fine stations. Because if a station's carrying this show, you can bet they've got other great programs as well. Whether it's a nice station, you know, like the one right outside Austin, Texas, folks can tune into 1330. The great folks out there here in Central Texas. And I also want to thank all the sponsors for this national network. And number one, of course, you, the listeners, who make it all possible. And we will have open phones in this first hour. In fact, I'm going to go to your calls coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. Any issue that you wish to discuss, any news item. I love the different wild and random, but always interesting and informative directions our callers take us in, 1-800-259-9231. And then we'll have some open phones up with Rick Krause and Bob Chapman. Probably won't take any calls with Lindsey Williams and Debbie McKay because we've only got them in that 1 hour together. So 40 minutes with Lindsey Williams and just 20 minutes with Debbie McKay within the Fed. So 1-800-259-9231. And we'll also tell you about a bunch of the very important news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well as Infowars.net.
from Get the Tea to You? Thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There certainly is a war on for your mind. A chilling headline from the French news agency: use of nuclear weapons more likely in future, U.S. intelligence says. The use of nuclear weapons will grow increasingly by 2025, U.S. intelligence warned Thursday in a report on global trends that forecast a tense, unstable world shadowed by war. Quote, "The world of the near future will be subject to an increasing likelihood of conflict over scarce resources, including food and water, and will be haunted by the persistence of rogue states and terrorist groups with greater access to nuclear weapons," said the report. Widening gaps in birth rates and wealth-to-poverty ratios and the uneven impact of climate change could further exacerbate tensions. Called Global Trends 2025, A Transformed World, the 121-page report was produced by the National Intelligence Council, a body of analysts from across the U.S. intelligence community. Now, we've got some of the declassified versions of this. It mirrors the British Trends report put out by the Ministry of Defense last year, which was just horrifying. It was put out in December of last year, talking about how the military of the West works for the private offshore banks, how they basically, their job is to keep the slaves in line, how race-specific bioweapons will be used, how governments may use neutron bombs on rebelling populations that try to overthrow the governments. You know, you read this, you read these reports, and then you look at what NATO's actually doing. And again, folks, I'm no fan of Vladimir Putin or Medvedev, I'm no fan of what Russia's doing. Governments generally are corrupt and evil and bad. But we have to look at who's aggressive. The United States government really doesn't exist. It's a ceremonial, vestigial facade for the offshore Anglo-American banking system, the globalists, who are destroying all sovereign nations and sucking them dry and waging war on the family, on humanity, on people's power to procreate. They're sterilizing us, one-child policies, all of it. And when you read just one little area of NATO's change in policy 4 years ago, which is public policy, NATO has told Russia, very provocative, that we will use nuclear weapons preemptively against you for our interest, and that it is our plan to encircle you and take over the former Eastern Bloc and move weapon systems in so we can preemptively nuke you and so that you can't then respond because we'll have anti-ballistic missile systems right up on your borders. I mean, this is in the NATO plan. I've read the NATO plan on air. The Russian generals go on the news and say, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? I mean, this is insane. This is what the bad guys do. This is preemptive, and it's wicked on its face. And people think, well, good, let's nuke the Ruskies. Hail America. Hail Europe. Europe and the United States are controlled by the bankers, folks, the same ones that set up the oligarchy in Russia in 1991 and stole all the resources. And now Russia has thrown and arrested quite a few of the oligarchs out. And all these Rothschild frontmen. It always turns out that they seize the assets, but they can't because it's already offshore, and that the oligarchs were just Rothschild and Queen of England frontmen. So that's just one small area of this. And the Pentagon's come out in the last 7 years saying, we will use nukes preemptively. We will nuke Iran. We will nuke Syria. We will use big nukes, small nukes, pinpoint nukes. We will use bunker buster nukes. And the whole world sees this, and so China and Russia say, okay, we will preemptively prepare to nuke you. We'll move nukes into areas on the border with Western Europe, and now they've done that. And then you've got to go, well, wait a minute, why did Donald Rumsfeld, as the head of a Swiss company, give nuke reactors that can be used to make nukes in North Korea? Why did the U.S., and we told you this years ago, it's now mainstream news, give the systems to build nukes to Iran and to Pakistan? Why did Israel do it? Why did England? Why is England, Israel, and the U.S., and France, for that matter, giving nuke components to anybody who wants them? And then running around saying, we have to have world government, we have to have wars, and we have to invade everybody so that we can stop the nukes. So I want to get Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Kurt Nemo, one of the guys, to go back and look at the British report that was so stunning a year ago, and then integrate it with this new report put out by the U.S. government, put out by one of their big think tanks. There's going to be scarce water. There's going to be scarce food because you got three major global agribusinesses that own 90%+ of food production. You've got with the 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives just the U.S. created for the bankers. You know, they destroyed our dollar, destroyed our credit, destroyed our name, took the money in the last 20 years. And went and bought up most of the water in the world. I mean, we've got Dutch, British, Australian, Russian, Chinese, Canadian. And that's how globalism works. They come in and they buy up U.S. water, U.S. roads, tracts of land, sweetheart deals with the government. But it doesn't stop there. Then, quote, U.S. companies, which are really globalist as well, they go and buy Australian and Russian and British and African land up. See, that's globalism. It's a balancing act. And the globalists state this, to where no nation has power, no nation is independent, no nation can stand up for itself. So you see, that's why the U.S. had to be deindustrialized. The government wasn't stupid 40 years ago and 20 years ago and 10 years ago and a year ago when they did tax incentives to move offshore as if slave labor, no environmental funding, no insurance, no workers' comp, as if that wasn't enough to bring the jobs to Mexico and to Brazil and to China and all these places, as if that wasn't enough to move things to India, they then tax incentivize it. So this is all about getting the average person on their knees and controlling them. This is a big deal. It's AFP. We've got a link to it up on Infowars.com. Then Ron Paul warns that U.S. will support Israeli attack on Iran. Steve Watson, very important article up on Infowars.net. coming up with a guest later. Cal tax proposal would threaten agriculture viability. I mean, they're not going to stop here. Right when, again, they get you in debt, they bankrupt the economy, they ship the industry overseas, and then they're going to put taxes on all service and all basic one-crop production like agriculture. This is about vertical integration. This is not about free market. This is command and control. This is warfare. Call it communism, socialism, fascism. It's top-down integration. It's control. And I don't care what name you give it, communism, fascism, totalitarianism, it means black uniforms, surveillance drones, tattletale squads, surveillance cameras, national ID cards, checkpoints, regulations, taxes, control. And while we debate, well, I like the puppet on the left, like Bill Hicks said, Barack Obama, well, I like the puppet on the right. Well, wait a minute. There's one guy holding both puppets. And until we realize that, it's only going to get worse. So we'll go over that. Also, alternate with a great story. This has changed 20 hawks, Clintonites, and neocons to watch for in Obama's White House. Big detailed report. Paul Watson did a big report yesterday, too, about how they're doing this. And these Obama people come on and go, shut up, racist scum. Go to your Klan meeting. And you can link through to their websites. A lot of them put links up. And it's always little white guys going, why don't you go to the Klan rally, Alex? It isn't about Klan rallies, idiot. I'm the one against the abortuaries in all the black neighborhoods. It's just so mindless and so base and so... But that works with this dumbed-down public. Oh, you're not for Obama. You're going to Klan rallies. No, Obama is a puppet. Oh, you can't have a black man be your leader. No, I said George Bush was a puppet. You're little children. You know, we post the Goddard Space Center with Al Gore's little disinfo guy, and NASA admits that they falsified all this global warming evidence when we actually have global cooling just kicked off because the sun just cooled down. It goes, the sun does that. No, it doesn't matter. And they just go on the message board and go on the comment and go, you lying piece of trash. Go read it. You lying dumb piece of filth racist. Because we're criticizing Obama and all these environmental taxes that aren't environmental. I mean, it's just boiled down to that. Okay, hey, you want to be totally poor and lose everything you got, and you want to be conned by this. I got called right-wing for 8 years with Bush. I'm ready to be called. I got called left-wing with Bush. Now I'm ready to be called right-wing. You know what? We're telling you the truth here. We predicted everything that's happening. We know what we're talking about. And if you want to live in La La Land, go ahead. Joey in Connecticut, you're on the air. Welcome.
And the good work that you do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Listen, I just wanted to share a Child Protective Service story with you. Here in Connecticut, they have predictive neglect.
I know.
Placed upon my Karen, the mother of my two boys, and even myself now, whereas we got terminated regarding our parental rights.
Yeah, let's explain this. It's pre-crime. They say because you just lost your job, and I'm not kidding, this is going in worldwide, we're going to go ahead and then have visits because you're at risk, and then they find a dirty plate, and your child's taken.
Right.
So that's what it's the Department of Pre-Crime got you.
Well, what happened here?
No, wait a minute. Obama's in. All that's fine now. Of course, he's going to increase all that. So, sir, it tears my guts out to hear this. Tell me what happened to you.
Well, Karen, my partner, age 16, she had a brain tumor removed on her right frontal lobe.
No, 16-year-olds getting brain tumors all the time now. All part of the loving government.
Yeah, well, that was, I guess, 1985. So now at 34 years of age, giving birth to the children, you know, that's when they get into the records and, like, all hell breaks loose, so to speak, that proverbial statement. They make a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, it is eugenics because your wife had a pre-existing condition. Listen, when you go to the hospital, they have your medical record and anything. I mean, they're taking people's kids because the mother has the wisdom teeth pulled. They say, well, the wisdom teeth are being pulled. We're going to have to send CPS to make sure you're going to be able to take care of your children while the teeth are being pulled. Up, oh, I found a dirty plate. I'm taking your child. And, folks, I'm not joking. The evil has been incrementally, as kind of the ambient background noise, turned up where they're grabbing 1.4 million children a year, and they're doing medical experiments on them, everything. Stay there. I want to hear about this when we get back.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see.
All right, going back to Joey and then Zach, Bruce, Ted, and he never Mason and others. Look, how this works is they corner you in the hospital, they corner you when you're hurt. They use your medical records now. I mean, they're grabbing all these old people now from their parents, making them go to hospice, killing them right here in Austin. I mean, well-to-do, wealthy people I know it's happening to. And it's all eugenics through the bioethics. That's what it's called, the bioethicist. And they trick you. They say, just sign this form. There's no court, no judge, no jury, and then we'll be nice to you. Work with us. And then you sign it agreeing you've been bad. Now they're in your life. Now they find a reason to take your children or take your property or take your house or take your farm. And the government is about to create about 6 million, 1 million spies, 3 million viro spies, a couple million other forms of tattletale spies. You think it's bad now. And they have these parents' bill of rights and children's bill of rights all over where now they're taking children if someone sees you yell at your child. Or take spanking, not against the law. Your child runs out in the street, you spat them. Neighbors call, SWAT team hits you hard. That's in the news every day. This is how it works. And then they call you before a kangaroo judge who screams at you and says, sign this form or I'll have you arrested for contempt. That happens with Judge Dean Muir every day in Austin. Of course, you're not allowed to say, sign this form or I'll hold you in contempt. Then that waives your right. But briefly, sir, telling the story. So she had a brain tumor decades ago. So now you guys have a child when she's 35 or whatever she is now.
Yes.
And how old is she?
Just had her birthday. She's 41 now.
41.
We've been involved for the past 6 years.
Okay, so you had a child, and they said what?
That they predicted that neglect would occur because of the fact, her medical record. And now they sent her off to psychology's people, psychiatrists.
Let me stop you. That's really their agent, but instead of being a cop around a table with cigarette smoke, interrogating with white lights, it's their friend, and then that's all used against them. See, that's how this all works.
Right. 75% of this psychologist business, Stephen Humphrey, is done through DCF. So.
Well, here's the deal. Is it your child?
Yes.
Well, then you need to go in there and claim parental rights.
Well,
instead of having them directing you, you need to get a hold of the defense groups out there. The names escape me. We had them on many times. Who will advise you and help you?
Well, we've already went through the trial. We lost our parental rights. It's on appeal right now.
Do they have your children?
They've had them right. They took them right out of the nursery. They essentially pulled them right off mama's teat.
Oh, so you had twins?
A year later we had another son, Danny and Joey, year apart.
Oh, so they grabbed them both?
Grabbed them both right out of the nursery.
Yeah. Now, see, sir, you got to leave that area.
We were under advice from an attorney who told us to leave. We went to Scranton.
Have they adopted the children out yet?
No, not yet.
Have they drugged them yet? They now drug 8-month-olds.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. They drug more than 2/3 of foster children by age 4.
There's a huge bounty on a kid's head these days. We know this.
Yeah. Are they blonde hair, blue eyed?
Yes.
Oh my God, they get $500,000 for those.
Well,
the good news is they're probably not going to drug them and abuse them too bad.
We know that we're in
the big thing is they take the black kids for medical experiments. Have you seen that in the New York Post and the New York Daily News?
No, actually I haven't. But
I mean, these people don't play games. These are hardcore murderers.
Well, I know that our children were wrongfully taken. Now, they've tarred me with the same brush, predicting neglect with me also, because, see, Karen will have access to the boys through me, so they had to do a job on me. So they pinned a psychological label on me, one that I can't rehabilitate from. And
what is that?
Get me out of the picture. Well, they say now I have personality disorder not otherwise specified.
And that's because you're arguing with them, correct?
Oh, yes, I don't.
Yes, when you fight them in court, you're not allowed to stand up. Well, now they say believing the government's corrupt. They have more than 20 mental illnesses on that front. This is it, sir. All the people that ran Russia came over here, the ones that actually took over Russia. And they're running things here, and they are so evil, and the public just can't get it. So they're going to steal $5 trillion. They're going to bankrupt the dollar. They're going to build FEMA camps. They're going to brainwash our kids and turn them against us. They are just frothing evil everywhere, and that's why I get so enraged, is that people don't understand. They have bounties. I mean, it is federal bounties since the mid-90s that they have to increase the number of children they seize each year just to get paid. And then if they do, they get bonuses for every head.
Do you know that these psychological labels that they pin on people are voted into existence?
Yes, by the Psychiatric Association. But here's what happened. They tricked you early on into agreeing to go to the counseling, right, just to see if you're okay.
Right.
You see, and then that's how they got it on you. It was the cooperation. You
right.
should have fled the minute they were there to family in other states, before they ever sick their devil dogs on you. God bless you, sir. I'm sorry they black opted you. We'll try to save other victims.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Official textbooks used by Health and Human Services for college degrees. We've scanned them in. We've posted them on InfoWars.com. Been covering it for more than a decade since I learned of it. State that the family is a disease to be eradicated, that the social welfare system is meant to carry out racial and social hygiene. In Endgame, we have the head of the board for the state testifying that they do put more than two-thirds of foster children on psychotropic drugs, saying because they have bad gene pools and are all mentally ill. They put the average child on seven drugs. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's so horrible, I can't even tell you how bad it is. I don't have words to articulate all the knowledge we have on this front. And they always advertise some dad beat his kid with a tire iron and he should go to jail. That's a criminal matter. Instead, now, you yell at your kid, they take it, with no law. They trick you. They drug the children. They do medical experiments on them. Five times more likely to be abused in the government foster care center than in any other system. And, of course, the pedophiles gravitate into it to have their way with the children. That's all in basic criminology. Go take a college course, learn about where the real pedophiles are. The government even admits it. They know it. And it is horrific. It is horrific. To say the least, and it pains me greatly to know this is going on. We must expose that there's no due process, that it's criminal, that it's an industry. We must expose it on radio and TV and in print. We must go to the legislatures. We must make a huge deal out of this, and then that will stop it. But instead, under Barack Obama and under George Bush, but now under Obama, it's ballooning. We're going to go to Zach, Bruce, Ted, and others in the next segment after that. But right now, I wanted to bring up Steve Shank of the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States, to hear from him. We're seeing more and more media reports of food prices going up, even as other commodities go down or stay stagnant. We're seeing all the reports of grocery stores now not being able to have the credit to be able to even stock the food. 90%+ of the ships from China and other nations are not even moving because they have to get insurance to be able to guarantee those goods will be paid for, and the companies don't trust the chains that are buying the goods. Only Walmart and Target can still get their goods into their group stores because they're on the inside track. And so Walmart profits are up, Target profits are up, everything else is down. See how this is designed to suck everything into them. They implode the economy, then everything is consolidated. So regardless, there is a very good chance we're going to have a full-blown depression. In fact, mainstream news is saying that's going to happen now. I hope that's not the case. But there's a 10% chance. Instead, I'd say about a 60-70 right now. You should get storable food and get prepared. But the reason we have Steve Shank on with us is he can specifically speak to, because they buy the food, the non-GMO, healthy, clean food. They package it up. They have the big factory. He's right there on the inside watching it, and he can tell us what's really happening. Steve Shank, good to have you on with us.
Well, it's great to be aboard, Alex, and I just have to make one comment. With all the privatizing of the prison systems, Cheney just got himself indicted because of abuse within the prison systems. We've got privatized that. We've got privatized military operations, these black box operations, and I wouldn't be surprised at what all of the child abuse situations are the result of the privatization and the lack of control over these systems. I just wanted to point that out.
Well, that's not your opinion. Every day, and folks, I'm not trying to demonize these groups. I don't even cover it, but 1/100th of the time, literally. Every day I read about Wisconsin, Texas, New York, Florida, with children living in cages, and the CPS says, well, the foster parents are allowed to keep them in a cage for their safety, and then they starve them to death. And then they say, oh, we need more CPS money so that this doesn't happen anymore. So they cover up until they kill the children, and then they cover that up, too. So, again, they are murdering these children, Steve.
I know. This whole thing, every place you turn right now, Alex, there's so much corruption. It boggles the mind.
Same thing in the Soviet Union with the giant orphanages with them starving. That was on purpose. That wasn't because they didn't know what they were doing. This is eugenics. Sorry.
I know.
Sorry,
I know.
I'm sorry. It really gets to me, Steve. That's why I don't cover it most of the time. I can't stand to cover this anymore. It freaks me out.
I know. And the thing is that the starvation is the issue that I'm at the end of, Alex. And we see this. We've looked at every totalitarian country in the world, and starvation is the tool. When we say that food is the target for all of this stuff, I mean, now that Mr. Obama...
That's official UN documents at their food summits, 97. It says, we will use food as a weapon. Go ahead.
Well, now we've got our families. The reason that I want to talk this weekend, or just this show, is that I know that everybody's going into the holidays, and our whole nation, the people that are of our ilk, Alex, are scared. They're frozen into inactivity. We're getting tremendous number of hits on the website looking at food, and people are not moving and doing anything. We've just announced, I brought it up the last time that you and I talked, that this holiday unit that we've put together this year, the intention of it is to be a little bit uplifting. Here's the deal. The fact is that we need some good news, and the only good news that we know how to give is the fact that what we've done is we've cut everything to the bare bones, gone with some bulk packing, come up with this holiday unit. Alex, do you realize that the holiday unit we put together is a year's supply? It's got more food in it than our regular one-year supply, the Liberty Pack.
Now, wait a minute. Your Liberty Pack has 50% per meal than what the government says someone needs calorie-wise. So you're saying this is even bigger?
Yeah, it's bigger. It's bigger. It's got more food in it, and it's $300 less than the Liberty, and it's $100 less than last year's holiday pack. So what we're trying to do, we have to get as much food into families as we possibly can. We know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, and by the way, people can prove that, we've now got videos up. We've got a welcome up that explains what the deal is with food supplies, and we've got a video up on the website on eFoodsDirect.com on the holiday unit. If you don't do anything else, folks, get up on eFoodsDirect.com and just look at that video. You got to look at my ugly face just a little bit, but the food is good. Anyway.
You look great.
But the fact is, the good news is that in this holiday season, we still have the chance as families to concentrate our resources on getting in food, and the attempt here is to just ship as much food out of the warehouses as we possibly can. And like I say, we know that there's a limit to how long we're going to be able to ship food or how long there's going to be food available. Please, folks, take advantage of this thing. This is the most economical one-year supply that has ever been created, and now we've been able to improve the shipping, Alex, to the point where we can actually get it out in 2 weeks for folks to get delivery by Christmas. A lot of people are giving these to their loved ones.
I've done that.
I know you have. I know, and a lot of folks are doing that.
I mean, I want to be clear here. I've had storable food for 12 years. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my insurance policy, and now more than ever. I mean, it was, you know, questionable 12 years ago, you know, whether I needed a couple years supply in my own mind. Now,
yeah.
I mean, now there is no question. I believe in this. I mean, literally, there are lines around the block at gun shops. I mean, lines out the door now all over the country, and that's great. But, folks, you also need food to eat, just like you need ammo for those guns. People are buying a bunch of guns. They have more guns than they have ammo. Folks, you also need storable food and water filters, and Steve's got them all.
And the thing is that your food is going to keep your guns. The way that they will collect the guns, my friends, they had people going into gun stores with Obama stickers on, buttons on them, and the gun owners or the gun shop owners asked them, why on earth are you buying a gun? Well, because Obama's going to take it away, and we need to get it before he takes it away. Who are you going to shoot? And how are you going to keep your guns? The way that the guns will be collected is in the bread line. In order to get fed, you'll have to give up your gun.
That's right. You're going to need guns.
Your guns.
You're going to need guns if things collapse, and we hope they don't. But that chance is there, so we have to prepare for it. You need the guns to protect yourself from looters and thieves. The cops in the first round are just going to sit back and say, bring your guns in and we'll give you food, just like New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly. And so I don't know. I wanted this to be a positive Merry Christmas, and let me just in the few minutes we've got left, Alex, just point out the fact that it's an absolute privilege that we have here at eFoods Direct, J. Michael Stevens Group, to be able to work with you and to be able to work with the people that are trying and willing to prepare and that know what's coming and that are taking care of their families and that are resurrecting the old pioneer spirit that says, we don't need nothing from nobody because we're Americans. And the reason that we put this holiday unit together is so that we can take care of as many of those people as we possibly can. And folks, the American spirit is here alive and well, and the fact is that if we can take care of ourselves, those of us who are able to do so have the obligation morally and as patriots to take care of ourselves so that whatever relief organizations are willing or able to take care of those that aren't able to do it themselves can be freed up to do that.
Well, Steve,
yes, sir.
This is all being done by design. We have all their own documents. They want to bankrupt us. They want to make us go to the government for jobs and food. Ladies and gentlemen, don't put yourselves in that position, because by the time the public figures out they need food, then you won't be able to get it. So you need to go to eFoodsDirect.com, watch the videos, check out all the great food and little stoves and, And, you know, I mean, he's got little packs that are so inexpensive, a two-month supply that, in two boxes that goes in the back of your car for one person that has a little propane cook stove and has little water filters. I mean, this is something that, bottom line, we the people that know about the New World Order and know what's going on, we need to be prepared and self-sufficient. And I warn people over and over again about so many issues, and they don't listen. I'm telling you that if there was a 10% chance, and it's way above that, that we're going to have a collapse in the next few years. You know, most of the experts say 2 to 3. Richard, you know, Gerald Celente, you know, so many others that are top trend forecasters, top predictors for top corporations, they're saying this is going to happen. I mean, you've heard them all here on the show. You are insane if you don't at least call eFoods Direct, if you don't have a computer, and get a brochure, get an audio CD, or if you don't go to eFoodsDirect.com. Steve, give them the phone number.
800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And the main thing, Alex, is that we have to understand that we are different than a lot of the population. The people that are listening to your program, that are talking like we are, we have to realize that we think differently, we act differently, and it's up to us to take care of ourselves. This is absolutely a phenomenal opportunity during this Christmas season to really understand who we are and define ourselves as parents and as individuals, as patriots, and as Americans. And that's really all there is. We just want to wish everybody a happy holiday season, and we just appreciate you and the work you're doing so tremendously. And it's a privilege to be able to be in a position where we can be out here at the forefront and maybe help a few families make this thing happen.
Well, I know this, Steve. I mean, we have a criminal government, and Obama is now doing everything he said he would on the police state front. Youth brigades, tattletale squads, 3 million man environmental cop squads, 1 million person spy squads. It's all being announced. They're going to suck even trillions more out with the banker takeover. And as for change, he's appointing every Bush and Clinton monster, every New World Order person, and they are going to hammer the middle class with taxes. They're going to tax everybody with these green taxes. Folks, I mean, I'm telling you, we are going into insane times. There is no doubt the New World Order is pulling out the stops, and I get up here and I warn you how to stay away from the CPS. I warn you, you know, how to stay out of the clutches of the checkpoints. We warn you. We tell you how the system really works, ladies and gentlemen, and you are insane if you don't get Storable Food. And this is where I went out and got him as a sponsor, because this was the place I got Storable Food. I got some from some other places, got samples. For the price, this is the best stuff. It doesn't have, I mean, I'd buy other stuff and it would have MSG in it, or it would have ingredients from China, or it would have all these other preservatives. This is all, you know, high quality stuff that's freeze dried and dehydrated. And it's in it, you know, right when they cook it, right when they make it, right when they prepare it. And so find out what's in the packs, find out what's in these different varieties they have. And the great deals at E, that's just the letter E, foodsdirect.com, big banners at the top of infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. And I know you now have those videos up on your site. I'm going to have my guys link to those, post those videos as well today. So, again, efoodsdirect.com. And regardless, it's the process of getting self-sufficient and getting out of the system, because they're imploding the system to make you go to the system. They're imploding Main Street, what was left of the free market, to force vertical integration and globalist consolidation. Everything we told you is now happening. You are insane if you don't call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. And they'll have folks there all weekend long taking your calls. Now, I know at certain times, Steve, you have your core experts, you know, at the factory answering the phone, and then after hours, it's operators who take your name and number or take your name and number if they want somebody to call them back. When should folks call?
Well, they can call any time, because the message always gets to the people that really have the answers. Our regular hours are from about 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock at night, theoretically. But call the 800 number, email us, do whatever it takes, and we're just working our tails off to make sure that everybody gets what they need as soon as they need it.
800-409-5633. Here's that number if you missed it again. 800-409-5633. Now, write down the number. Think about it, folks. Think about if you trust the government and the media and the culture with the implosion. You know, Steve, people know stuff's bad, and they are deer in the headlights, but a lot of folks just don't even have the money for anything, and that's exactly, as soon as the New World Order got us fully in debt and bankrupted, they pulled the rug out from under us. They are just so evil.
Well, and the thing is that people are finding that the credit cards that they thought that they had balances on are being cut back. Credit lines are being disappeared. We had three families this last week that wanted to put together a significant supply for themselves, and they discovered that the banks had shut them down on their lines of credit, so they couldn't even order the food on credit.
Hey, Gerald Celente is a wealthy guy. They won't even let him get money out of his bank. He has to fight them. They won't even give you your cash already. And he's predicting bank runs in February. I don't know if that's going to happen, but when he starts, the guy for Fox and CNN who makes predictions, the top trends forecaster says that, folks, get prepared. 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Steve, God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Take care, Alex.
You bet. Get up there and watch his videos at eFoodsDirect.com. If you forget the website, we got links to it on the site. Okay, Zach, Bruce, and others, stay with us.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies, and TV shows. Anything that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with the ZV remote with its built-in mouse touchpad. Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more. And all in HD and just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscriptions or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started. Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com. Or call us today at 800-611-1776. That's 800-611-1776. Call today.
Simple. The mainstream media lies, propagandizes, poses, tells you the government's the good guys, the local government wants to help you. They want to tax you. They want to suck off of you. They want to take society over. They're parasites. They're evil control freaks. Now, they've got a lot of well-meaning people working for them who incrementally are conditioned that all this evil is good. Let's go to Bruce, then Ted, Mason, Kevin, and others. Bruce, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Welcome, Bruce.
I have a suggestion that people, that the activists reach out to the illegal aliens to inform them how they've been conned. And I'm doing that now, and I believe that will be very constructive. Now, I'm not into total amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, but the ones who are here can be productive and work with everybody else. Like, for instance, in communities where people want to become independent in food production and so forth, if they're totally aware of how they've been conned to come up here and what the New World Order is, that it's the same tyranny that they left in Mexico that's starting here, then they will cooperate more with the rest of the people and then, in a sense, earn their citizenship. In other words, I don't believe in blanket amnesty.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Most illegal aliens come from good peasant stock in Mexico, super smart, very street smart, very hardworking, and they can fix cars, they can grow crops, they can do carpentry, everything that Americans have forgotten or were never taught. You know, one of these illegal aliens is like, you know, my dad's dad, who was great, you know, with everything because he grew up on a farm. Now, well, that's all gone now. And so, yes, the problem is the Ford Foundation went in, you know, 60, 70 years ago and brainwashed them, taught them about La Reconquista, to actually use them as a weapon for the New World Order to break down the U.S. But I have found that, you know, illegal aliens or, you know, migrant Mexicans, if you really talk to them, the ones that can speak English, they know all about the New World Order. They know all about corruption in government. They're not naive because they've been in it so long. So, I mean, yeah. I wish they were allies. I wish. And I've said we should reach out to them, but...
Right. Well, we can, and I've got something in English that I'd like to have translated in Spanish. If you go to Google and you type in, what is a patriot? You'll see some writing there that I have in English that is kind of a message to the Mexicans. I'd like to have that translated, turn that into flyers, and go to the areas where the people don't speak English. And give that to them, so give that plus a bit more.
And nobody's reaching out to them but the corporate-owned brainwashing radio stations that give them a false revolutionary message.
Right.
Imagine, I mean, if people actually reached out to the immigrant Mexican population, Latin population, it would explode. There's no doubt.
Yeah, well, that's what I'd like. Like I said, you go to Google, you type in, what is a patriot? It brings you right to a video that I have excerpted from one of your videos with some titles there, you know, as a message. And also there's some writing there on the screen with the video, and I'd like people to translate that and email me some Spanish language so that I can make flyers and give that to the people who can't speak English so they understand that, you know, communities are going to become independent food-wise, you know, in terms of getting their own food because the food's going to be cut off.
But see, that's why they're passing new laws on farming and ranching. Like the old Bob Dylan song 20 years ago said, Sundown on the Union, you know, you're going to need a permit, you know, just to have a garden. Having your own garden is going to be against the law.
There's going to be a lot of people disobeying those laws.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, tyranny is out in the open. Get off our back, parasite government. We'll be right back with the next hour. We're going to get our guest on at the 8 after, so I'm going to come back and talk to... Ted and Mason and Kevin and others. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.